But one of the themes that was very interesting that I come back to in this trip was he was really emphasizing the sila, the precepts in Buddhist practice. So let's see, the precepts are really virtuous conduct, and in the five precepts are really embodied a sane, civilized way for us to live together in harmony as human beings, as Buddhists, really as a family on the planet. And he saw that in the Western mind that people were very keen on practicing meditation, that they wanted to, you know, get into practicing meditation. But he saw the shortcoming of that the precepts were not really emphasized. And so he wasn't emphasizing, well, you have to have precepts before you can practice meditation, but rather pointing to that there's a balance. And if you find your practice going along and you're having trouble or you're struggling with something, then it's like, well, how am I living my life? And one of the funniest things he said, I remember when we did the retreat at IMS, he says, you people are really funny. He said, you come in here and you blast yourself with 10 days of quiet and meditation, and then you go off for the other 10 months of the year and you blast yourself with sensual indulgence. And then you come back and you blast yourself with another retreat, and there's this constant kind of to-ing and fro-ing. And he says, how can you expect to have a peaceful mind and something that can really sustain you without having a daily practice, without having something that sustains you in every day? And to me,